One of the measures I believe ready to be voted out of the Missouri Senate today involves what is known as Mo Able.
Yes, very excited about my bill that would allow people that have a 529 college savings account to roll over that account to a Mo Able account. Mo Able stands for Missouri Achieving a Better Life Experience, and it's basically an act that would allow individuals with disabilities the ability to save and invest up to $14,000 per year without losing federal government benefits such as Medicaid or SSI. With the federal income tax changes that were passed in December, part of that bill would allow those 529 accounts to be transferred over to a Mo Able account. However, they would still be penalized according to Missouri state statute. My bill basically eliminates that penalty. So if you wanted to transfer over a 529 account to a Mo Able account, you would be able to with my bill without incurring penalty. They're very easy to set up, and it's a great opportunity to save money and help out those with disabilities.
The 529 plan, that's something that's been around for a while and really proven itself to be quite a good deal.
Yes. You know, we have a lot of Missourians that invest in 529 plans as a savings account for higher education expenses. Although many times grandparent or relative or parent will set up a 529 account when they have a child that's born or grandchild that's born, it may become evident as time passes that that child has a disability and may not be able to attend a university or college. With the changes in my bill, they could transfer that money over to a Mo Able account and still be able to use those to help achieve a better life experience for those people with disabilities.
Another measure also relating to education, and that is virtual schools. Yours is one of, I believe, three different Senate bills that are, I guess, been rolled together now.
Yes. It was great. There's a lot of collaboration between Senator Onder, Senator Romine, and myself in order to come out with a finished product that we took up on the Senate floor this week. The bill this week would allow full-time virtual schools. It would also increase the access to online courses. You know, many times in especially rural Missouri, it may be difficult to find a teacher to teach advanced math classes such as calculus or trigonometry or even foreign language such as Chinese or Russian or Spanish. With this bill, it would definitely become easier access with the online course portion of this bill to offer and give those opportunities for students, especially in rural communities. It would also allow for full-time virtual schools. And full-time virtual schools have been very successful in other states. Typically, only about 1.5% of the student population enrolls in a virtual school. A full-time virtual school would allow that student to be at home and take online classes at their own pace and have a counselor with the full-time virtual school. You know, many times students learn differently. Some students learn better if they're sitting in a classroom and being lectured to. Other students learn better if they read from a textbook. Other students might learn better if they listen to a lesson. Some students learn better if they're watching a webinar, just like the rest of us. What virtual schools allows is it allows the student to learn at their own pace. And also if they have live lessons in virtual schools, but those live lessons are also taped. And so as they're working on a homework assignment, if they are not certain about a particular item or particular issue in their homework, they can go back to that webinar, rewind that webinar, and watch that lesson again in order to try and fully understand. It also allows the student to learn at their own pace. So if their student is having trouble with a particular subject, it allows them to go a little slower so they can master that topic before they move on to the next subject. If they're a very quick learner, it allows them to fly through those lessons and take the quizzes and tests. Many times, virtual school students, we've seen a variety of students that this has been the great learning environment for, whether it's been Olympic athletes, whether it's been students that are pregnant, whether it's been students that learn slower or faster than some of their classmates at a typical brick and mortar school, or whether it's maybe a student that being bullied at school or has a parent or relative that they live with that's disabled and they need to help take care of their parent or relative, even could be a brother or sister at home. So typical 7-2 or 8-3 school schedule at a typical brick and mortar school doesn't work for them. So I think it's a great bill meant to help the students. I was also glad to have many of the teacher groups testify in favor of the bill.